Mourner for Hire by Giselle Renard. Dahlia took her place among the gravestones, flowers in hand. She used to bring the daily crossword, but one of the groundskeepers then informed her client that her mourning wasn't up to snuff. She'd nearly lost the gig over that one silly detail. Ever since, she'd treated the job as seriously as she would any other acting role. Even if Dahlia could snag real jobs as an actor, she wouldn't give this one up. It was easy work, and it got her outdoors. All she had to do was dress in black, bring a bouquet of flowers along, and attend the resting places of some of the region's big-name families. Apparently, the living relations had better things to do than spend half an hour at the ancestral plot, so they hired Dahlia to do it for them. She thought she would have to tend the graves, plant flowers, tear out weeds, but the groundskeepers took care of all that. Her job was simply to sit at the gravesite and make it look as though someone in these self-important families actually cared. She wouldn't go in the mausoleums, though she'd been given keys. They were too creepy. Beautiful, yes, with stained glass windows and marble statuary, but the smell was too much. It was death. Not the smell of decomposition, which could make a person wretch, but the scent of green mold on wet stone. It was the scent of something long forgotten. Rainy days were the best. Dahlia could stand in the wet grass and feel the drizzle soaking through her leather boots, hear the droplets pinging off the top of her umbrella. The job was easier to do on days like that. It wasn't raining today. For late autumn, it was actually quite sunny, but none of that blazing heat that cut through her black clothes like a knife. A comfortable temperature. Fallen leaves underfoot, yellow and red. Oxblood maple leaves. It was a beautiful day for a visit. She'd taken to talking at the graves, though their residents were long dead. Some names she researched on the internet. They came from important families, so they had web presence. Her favorite were the boys who'd been through the wars, whether they died in battle or years later. Dahlia thought of herself as a bit of a pacifist, but there was something that intrigued her about World War II in particular. All that fighting the Nazis stuff. Victory gardens, women in munitions. It was a fascinating time. Today, she sat on the stone bench close to Bobby's grave. "I've never met a man named Bobby," she told him. Dahlia was long past worrying what other mourners might think. If she felt like talking, she talked. "Your name reminds me of Bobby Socks or Bobby Pins. Or Bobby Kennedy. Did you look like him at all? Well, I guess you wouldn't know, but that's how I picture you." Dahlia sat in silence, as though waiting for some response. She'd brought carnations today because the roses were drooping, but the florist wouldn't give her a discount. It shouldn't matter. Her clients reimbursed her for all her purchases. Even so, she couldn't bring these graves flowers that were anything less than beautiful. "I imagine you in a uniform for all eternity," she told Bobby. "You should be proud of what you did for your country and for all the world. You died to keep us free. I admire you for that."
"Thank you, Dahlia."
Her heart pounded, and she jumped up from the bench. Her knees trembled, but she stood tall like a rabbit on high alert, looking and listening. The most elderly of all the groundskeepers